Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Al Reed Show.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin when Mr. Groom comes around. Don't let him in.
We do so hope that one and all you'll join us in this 30-minute close-up of the way we live to find some of the fun we've missed. Yes, looking at life and turning it into laughter, here's Ari. I just sat down reading, you know, and I heard this bump upstairs. Well, I rushed up, and there he was on the landing. I didn't know what to do. He's that heavy, I couldn't shift him, you know, and everything's showing up. I had to cover him up the best way I could, you know, and it was all frozen. Well, I was in a right stew. I ran across the road. Well, they were out and went next door, no light there. I went back and, as I say, there he was, sat up in bed reading. I thought, right, monkey. do forgive me. We don't seem to be able to escape that, do we? Mind you, we must all escape at times. And what better after a worrying day than a night out with the boys? Have some fun. That's the thing. But as you get home, fumble to find your key and realize it's later than you thought it was, you've hardly time to shout through the letterbox, "It's only me, love." And what greets you? "It's a wonder to me you're the cheek to come home at all." That's the wife from the kitchen. How do you mean, love? Where do you think you've been till this time? This is the fifth night running we've had this caper. You can just come out of that oven. I've given your tea to the cat. And whose hat have you got on? You're getting with the wrong set altogether. See, it was 1:15 when they trundled you home last night. You'd been somewhere. And I don't suppose you remember getting in bed with me with that cigar and asking me for a light. And because I wouldn't answer, you whipped all the clothes off me and said, "Have I offended you?" You must have been dreaming. See? Don't just throw your overcoat down anywhere. And come here. Come here. How long have you been using women's perfume? I'll have you followed one of these nights. Not safe to be let out. I heard all about the works dinner, getting yourself sat next to that Sylvia out of the office. I heard all about it. Whispering to her and saying, "We're entitled to do this once a year." And putting your arm round her and saying, "Come on, let's do 3 years in." I heard. Who told you that? I've noticed before. You make too much fuss of her. It was just the same at that dance we went to. You see, you were all over there. I could have smacked your face when you helped on with that fur coat. Then when I asked you to pass mine, you said, "Oh, what did you bring that thing for?" I never. Oh, yes, you did. Not at all. Yes, you did. Quite well, isn't it? Marvelous. It's time you realize you've got a home and responsibilities. Seem to think if you just show your face and throw a shovelful of coal on, the rest of the night's your own. Getting that way, I only know you from the back. Well, I'm entitled to a bit of pleasure. No pleasure for me. And I'm just about sick and tired of it. And I'm going to bed. You'll come home here one night and find me missing. What a performance. Would you credit it? Mind you, when it's all boiled down, we could spend more time at home. Nowadays, there's no need to go out for pleasure. Hours of undisturbed enjoyment are provided by the miracle of television at your own fireside. It only needs the screen to go blank a couple of times and everyone to have a go at the knobs, a few flashes, and you begin to wonder if you bought the right set. Cheerful Charlie they send round from the shop to put it right doesn't help. You've met him.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Is that your television set?
Yes.
It's another of these, dummy. We've got a right load of junk here, fun. I say we've had more trouble with these than soft mick. Well, we've just left one now. We've tried everything we knew, didn't we, Tommy? Had all the valves out. He checked the wiring, not a glimmer. Switched on and he nearly went through the roof.
Did he get a shock?
Not half, it was working.
Well, if you could just have a look at mine.
Plug it in, Tommy. Switch it off quick, I can smell something burning. Does the picture keep going round with lines running from top to bottom with everything 10 feet tall and 3 inches wide?
Yes.
I wonder what's causing that.
Well, I was told it was the best set on the market.
Rubbish.
Hey?
Never in this world. You sit where you can see it, you can't hear it. If you... sit where you can hear it. You've got a stiff neck and Gilbert Arden's got no head on.
Well, if you could just get it going.
Get it going. You'll be lucky. I say you'll be lucky. There's no telling what will drop out when we take the back off that set. The rate it was smoking just now, we might find anything from a blown fuse to a packet of fags.
Oh, dear, and there's a good program on tonight.
They want locking up.
Hey?
They do that, they do. I say they do. There's a fella on the other week doing a golfing sketch about as funny as my Aunt Fanny. Well, we just laughed at him. If he'll take my advice, he'll stick to his sausages. And that fella they have on cooking spaghetti, you'd think he'd had nothing to eat. And I'll swear he's having us all on. Well, we followed him the other night, move by move. You've never seen such a pantomime. I don't know what his tasted like, but we couldn't get ours out of the pan.
Oh, dear, I don't know what to do now. If you're taking my set away, will you have it right for tomorrow?
Right for tomorrow? If I can't get it going in time, I'm going to miss what's going on tonight.
Well, such is life, and what is life without music, especially when the words are added by that glamorous, scintillating star of song, Diana Decker.
What do I do every day? Well, I go out shopping with my little bag over my arm, and I'm walking along, minding my own business, when all of a sudden, I come to the Regal. I look up, and what do I see? Van Johnson and Lana Turner in one last kiss. queuing for 1 and 9. Seats at 2 and 11, 3 and 11, 4 and 11, 5 and 11, 6 and 11, 11 and 11. I think I'll queue for the 1 and 9. So, take me to a movie. I'm not very choosy if it's melodrama, mystery, or it's swing. Oh, me, oh, my, I'm in a dream. I simply sigh for that silver screen. Take me to a movie. I'd rather see a movie. Other things to me don't mean a thing. All my boyfriends know where I like to go. So take me to a movie show. You can always tell a mystery by an old dark house with bats flying about. The moon shining, the wind's howling, the camera's at an angle, and a door opens. And a butler says, "How do you do?" Then every house has a fireplace with a picture over it with eyes that keep going. Then a cupboard opens and a body falls out. Somebody screams. Then the scene changes to a log cabin, and there's a gangster with a stool pigeon, and he's about to let him have it. And there's a guy sitting in a chair, tossing a coin, named Duke. Don't look at me like that, Duke. I didn't do it. I wasn't even there. Where were you? I was listening to the radio. What program? Donald Pierce. You'll soon be his brother. Who's that, Duke? Disappears. Danny J. O. Spencer, Macy, James Tracy, and that super colossal production with Errol Flynn in Am I a Wolf or a 20th Century Fox? I will be happy, so put me in any role.
Thank you very much indeed, Diana. That was really wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. One hand, two hands, three hands, four. Brings to the program this time to play The Fire Dance by Defia. Those brilliant personalities at two pianos. Ladies and gentlemen, Ravitch and Landau. Thank you. very much indeed, gentlemen. That was really wonderful. Really wonderful, and thank you. Thank you. Well, now, don't go away, because here and now, we are taking the lid off Association Football. Hey! Come here. How many times have I told you kids about playing football in this street? You'll be doing some damage yet with that ball. If it comes in this garden again, see, I'll bury it. Play somewhere else, I'm sure. I'll give you a yelling corner every time it lands in my rhubarb. And shift this pile of coats. Get your goalposts up against that other house. And see, give me that ball. Some of you kids have no idea. You want to keep it down. You'll never make footballers. Who's in goal? Jimmy, get down to this. I'll show you how to kick. I'll show you how to kick. Come on, lads, let's run for it.
It is a known fact that from the earliest days of childhood, it is our natural instinct to kick, whether it be a tennis ball on the sands or a tin can in the gutter.
Mind you, can't all grow up to be professional footballers. But every Saturday afternoon, millions of us can't wait to get on that ground to enjoy the game as a spectator. What greater thrill than to look forward to those 90 minutes of excitement and pleasure when we can watch the match in ease and comfort. That's if you can get in. Take this typical scene outside the ground.
You're not trying to get in, are you? You'll be lucky, I'll tell you, you'll be lucky. Chap in front of us just gone home and he's playing centre forward.
Oh dear, I think I'll try the terraces.
Locked and barred half an hour ago.
Why, are they packed?
Packed. They've got that many in there, they're offering twice what they paid to go in to come out.
Well, there's a crowd of them running round the other side.
They'll run anywhere, I'll tell you. Somebody shouted, "You're letting them in here." There's one mad rush, and before you can blink, there's 150 stuck in the gents. There's been a riot at that bottom end, and that mounted policeman's doing no good.
Why? Has he lost his temper?
No, he's lost his horse.
Oh, dear, well, I must get in somewhere.
Do you belong to the supporters' club?
Why, does that make any difference?
Make any difference? You've never seen such a fiddle. They couldn't account for all they've let through that player's entrance if they field 357 aside. They'll do no good here till they shift some of these directors.
Oh?
They've passed it, I'll tell you. Chairman's been with them that long, he's forgotten which division they're in. Smoking cigars and supping whiskey in that boardroom. I could do that. That's twice this season they've had to come out and stop him cheering the wrong team. Well, look what happened when they paid all that money for a new left half. He was penalised 27 times for hands before they found out he was a wing three-quarter. Have you come far?
Yes, you'll never get home.
Like a stampede here when he blows full time.
Well, I don't mind that if I can get in. I'll bet I'm first on the ground next week.
Well, I should set off now. They're playing Hungary away.
Of course, the success of any football team depends entirely upon the trainer. He must inspire confidence at all times, and he spends hours of every day through the week patiently coaching the team in every move of the game. Let's move down to the touchline at a practice match to see the trainer taking complete command and putting the men through their paces to make Saturday's victory a certainty.
All right. Now start that movement again. From the goal kick, off you go. Right. Out to your left wing, dribble forward. Back past your centre half. Up and under, traffic, gun lift, good. Over to your right wing, centre forward, move, up into position, swing it over, that's it, keep it low. Now dart forward, with your head, well down, wham! That's it. That's a beautiful goal, fellas. Now we'll try it with a ball.
But imagine how the trainer feels when, after all his time and trouble, he's got to stand there and watch the other side wipe the floor with his team. What a different man he becomes when he gets home to his wife full of him.
It's heartbreaking for me, Molly. I shouldn't have been a tram driver like my mother said. I've pleaded with them, I've threatened them, I've panted up and down that touchline till I'm dizzy. I've let them have a quick drag when I wasn't looking. I told them I wanted to play the offside game. I told them I wanted the forwards well up. I asked if there were any questions. That big-headed mug shouts, "Which way do you want the wind to blow?"
But in spite of all these difficulties, the game must go on. The only thing that matters is how many times he can get the ball in the net.
And what about the goalkeeper? The bombardment he has to face between those posts is nothing compared to that nerve-wracking ordeal when he is called into the chairman's office to give an account for the goals he's let through.
Now, Mr. I think I know why you sent for me. I suppose 12 does seem rather a lot, really. Where were you sitting, Mr. You should have been where I was. Only, I mean, I did stop one. Or put it the other way around. I mean, after every one, I said I was sorry. Only, you're going to drop me, aren't you?
But, of course, the real menace at any match is the self-appointed football expert. There's one in every crowd. Not content with watching the game, he has to ram his opinions down everybody's throat. And what a time you're in for if you get stuck next to him.
Come on, the Reds. Come on, get stuck in nicely. Oh, lovely, Conley. Now get it down the middle. Well, you big Nelly. He's no idea. Couldn't punch a tram ticket, never mind a ball. Now get up with it. Offside, offside a mile. Get some glasses, Red. Of course it was offside, of course it was. They took me bus right off. I should think so. Get up, Barrett, you're not hurt. Like a big tart, I'm not kidding. Somebody ruffles his hair, he wants his pants changing. Come on, Conley. Get rid, man. Look at him fiddling and fumbling about. Get cut of him. You can take it to him with you after. What did I tell you? He's lost it. I knew it. Why don't they drop him and play his misses? Well, you dirty foul! Tap his ankles? What are you talking about? He's had to run back 15 yards for his boots. Oh, don't give it to Conley. Anybody but him, he's a dead loss. Look at him trying to go through on his own. He's the world's worst. Ha ha! It's pathetic. Ha! Now watch him love it in the stand. He scored! What did I tell you? What did I tell you? He's a good one.
Thank you. Mind you, if you haven't been able to get in to see the match, you can sum up the afternoon's enjoyment by watching the seething mass trudging home after the game. Pick any one of them out, ask one question, and what do you get?
How've they gone on?
How've they gone on? How have they gone on? Might well ask how they've gone on. How have they gone on? 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 They've won.
Life is what you make it, such is life. Show them you can take it on a chin with a grin. When Mr. Boom comes around, don't let him in.
Life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I've found out, there's nothing you can do about it.
Sergeant!